75-year-old Leo Noberte works 8 hours a day, 7 days a week, tending to his 50-acre coffee farm in Kau. But as he gears up for this year's big harvest, he's scrambling for buyers.
I sell all roasted to all the store, but now no can sell because nobody buys. The EBC store, the PTA, Cosioles, Joyce Mart, nobody buys. So every month I'm losing over 20,000 every month.
The coronavirus pandemic caught many of the region's coffee farmers by surprise, says Berta Miranda. She and her family ran a 20-acre coffee farm in Kahuku, which just last year began to expand operations to include a coffee shop.
2 months before the COVID-19, we finished the coffee shop and it was doing really good.
Then along came COVID-19, which led to widespread shutdowns of many of the businesses that buy Miranda's coffee. Lou Danieli, who runs the Kau Coffee Mill, says he's frustrated at the lack of federal aid for farmers like Miranda and Noberte.
Coffee is the second most valuable crop in the state of Hawaii. Yet there's help for papaya farmers. There's help for people growing guava, Brussels sprouts. I mean, all these other things.
Federal assistance in the form of a $16 billion coronavirus food assistance program was funded through the CARES Act. It provides COVID-19 relief to farmers, but coffee isn't included in the list of approved crops. This worries Danieli, who's sitting on $1.2 million worth of coffee he bought last year.
My warehouses are full. I have all these farmers looking to me, again, to buy their crop. I can't move my coffee that I bought last year. How can I help these guys? You know, eventually, this is going to be a pinch on them.
Hawaii's congressional delegation has urged the U.S. Department of Agriculture expand its COVID-19 relief program to include coffee farmers. No decision has yet been made. Coffee harvest in Kau begins this month. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.